Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for this important hearing. I, too, want to take a moment and recognize the families who've lost loved ones in both the Ethiopian Airlines and Lion Air tragedies, some of whom are here with us today. I can't imagine the loss and the enduring pain that you must feel. I thank you for your vigilance on this issue, just as we have seen the families of Colgan Air Flight vigilance help us improve safety for the future. Right now, Mr. Muhlenberg, these families, millions of airline passengers, and over 150,000 aerospace workers want to know what we are doing to fix what went wrong and what did go wrong. To date, we haven't gotten all those answers. Hopefully, today's hearing will help provide some. But one thing is crystal clear. If you want to be the leader in aviation manufacturing, you have to be the leader in aviation safety. Aviation demand, especially for 737s and single-aisle planes, is exploding to 101% growth over the next 10 years, something like 35,000 planes and $3 trillion. I think that's actually 20 years. But we cannot have a race for commercial airplanes become a race to the bottom when it comes to safety. The company, the board, cannot prioritize profits over safety. Safety always has to be job one. So it is troubling to hear that Boeing may have skirted the FAA certification process over a desire by airlines to have more fuel-efficient planes, but without pilot training. Now, this issue of lowering standards is permeating through all of aviation. We're dealing with it here in the committee. My Democratic colleagues have led the charge to try to stop companies coming here to say they don't want to have the same training for co-pilots on the regional jets because they don't have enough pilots. Or the issue my colleague has championed on rest requirements for cargo pilots having the same requirements for rest as passenger planes. Thank God Captain Sullenberger, the hero of the Hudson, made it clear. When you're in an emergency, the pilot and co-pilot don't have time, a lot of time, to communicate. So that is why today we need answers to how the first 737 MAX certification process was done. And we especially need transparency on this process of review before the 737 MAX is put in the air again. The public needs to know and fully understand what testing, what review, what processes were conducted, both by Boeing and the FAA, before this plane is put back in the air. We also want to know today about Boeing's safety culture. Whether Boeing employees raised safety concerns that were not listened to, whether there was enough testing and complex system integration and information into a cockpit alert system that we now all know was flawed, and whether there was even enough data presented to the FAA. These are all questions that are important, including outsourcing of engineering and coding. There are many questions about software and cockpit automation and overload. I guarantee you, the FAA codes and laws are clear when it comes to the standards for certification. Yes, software and automation, flight training, better rest requirements for pilots have all led to 10 years between 2009 to 2018 as the safest 10 years in aviation history. But more software and more automation without robust third-party testing and validation will lead us to where we are today. We should note that the last 5 aviation accidents have all involved this issue of automation and pilot response to automation, whether it's Lion Air, Ethiopian, the Asiana, the French, or Qantas 330 accidents. They were all in response to an automation and a command and a response from the pilot. So that is why last week I introduced legislation with my colleagues, Senators Duckworth and Senator Blumenthal, to implement the recommendations of the NTSB Safety Board and the Inspector General report on better safety management systems, better cockpit prioritization, and a new FAA Center of Excellence on flight automation and human factors. The FAA needs the best engineers to understand the engineering challenges of the future and stay ahead on this human behavior response to new automation. We're dealing, I see people here on the transportation automobile side. It's the same issue in advanced vehicles. What automation exists and how do humans respond to it? So I look forward to also hearing from Chairman Sumwalt and Chris Hart about their findings on improving the safety review process that we've included in this legislation. I would just say again, our sorrows are nothing like the families who are with us today. But I do want to note that 737 MAX accidents have struck at the heart of everyone in the Northwest. Soon after the Ethiopian crash, a Seattle firefighter approached me and asked if I thought he could get a job at Boeing. He said, "I just want to go there and make sure we get the safety right." Everyone feels that way. Generation of workers in the Pacific Northwest have dedicated their lives to aviation excellence and safety, and that spirit lives on in Everett and Renton. So this isn't a question about line workers. This is a question about a corporate view from Chicago, whether there is enough attention to manufacturing and certification. You should take, you know, offense to the fact that people say it's a great company not being run correctly. So for the 346 people who trusted Boeing without a second thought, we need to get this right. These families are counting on us. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.